Last night we brought you the exclusive television interview with Donna Wright, also known as Donna Smith, the young Englishwoman who's accused Australia's cricket vice-captain of harassing her with a series of sexually explicit phone calls. When the scandal broke almost a week ago, Shane Warne declared there were two sides to every story, but he hasn't given his side until now. Shane, thanks for your time. Last night on A Current Affair, Donna Wright told us that she would accept an apology from you. Do you believe you have anything to apologise for?
Good evening, Mike. One thing that has been very interesting in this whole situation, I mean, it was in the paper for one day here and nothing else was said. It's been very disappointing, I think, the exaggeration, the sensationalism of it all, and the inaccuracies. I think when I first, you know, when I didn't say anything to start with, the reason was I thought the story was so full of inaccuracies that it didn't warrant a comment. And unfortunately, it's been a bit of a runaway train in Australia. And so now I'm on A Current Affair saying something. And one thing I would like to say, Mike, is that, you know, as an international sportsman who gets pestered a fair bit, I would never, ever harass somebody. Being harassed myself playing in national cricket, I'd never, ever harass somebody.
So you believe you've got nothing to apologise for?
Well, I think if you look at, if we all had hindsight, I think in the end, probably having a bit of dirty talk on the phone. I mean, she was talking dirty to me on the phone and I reciprocated. It has all been pretty much one-sided, saying that I was leaving dirty messages and all those types of things. And I think the most disappointing thing is that she was reciprocating and laughing with her friends about it, but now she's decided to come public with it all and just try and crucify me, which there is two sides to every story. And, you know, I'm here saying what happened. I'm telling the truth, and that's all I can do. The most disappointing thing also is that I'll say my side of the story, and then people will start saying, well, who's right, who's wrong? All I can do is tell the truth. Look, I'm like anybody else. I do make mistakes and all that, but I hope that my cricket that I play on the field entertains people, and in the end, I am a cricketer who does make mistakes.
Let's just go back to the night in that club when you first met. She says you came onto her. Is that true?
Well, exactly the opposite, Mike. To the contrary, I was standing there with the Hampshire guys. We'd had a beer. We had a pretty disappointing day against Leicester. We're just having an unwinding with a beer. She came up to me and said, I heard you're famous. Can you sign my back? And bent over in front of me and wanted me to sign her back. I said no. She then tried to lift up my shirt and said, well, I'll sign your chest. And I said, no, I'm not doing that, thank you. And she kept trying. So how it's been reported and portrayed is completely actually the opposite of what actually happened.
So how did she get your hotel room key?
I never ever slipped the room key into her back pocket at all. I was there drinking. She was dancing with her friends. She had a couple of male friends there as well. If she really felt harassed in that, why didn't she get the bouncer of the nightclub to come over and tell me? Or why didn't her male friends come over and say something to me if I was harassing her? I never at any stage did I harass her in the nightclub.
Nevertheless, she ended up with your hotel room key. How did that come about?
I'm not sure, Mike. As I said before, I never ever put that room key in her back pocket. So, I mean, I'm not sure what happened in that situation. I don't know. It really is just disappointing, all the facts. And my wife, Simone, which obviously she was disappointed with what I did and having some dirty talk on the phone. But the bottom line is we're like any married couple. We have our ups and downs. She has stood by me. She knows what happened. I know what happened. And that's the end of the story as far as we're concerned. We will get on with our lives. We've got two kids. We're getting along well. Everything is fine on the home front. And the other thing is, I think if anyone had their private stuff, what they did in private, spread all over the newspapers and that all the time, it is quite tough. And I think anybody out there wouldn't enjoy their private life being splashed all over the papers and on TV. And unfortunately, being Shane Warne in the situation of playing international sport, that is the case, and that does happen. And the way it is now, you've got to live with it, mate.
So, Shane, how did you end up with her mobile phone number and answering machine?
She rang my number, I rang her number. I think my number came up on her phone when I rang. I had a number, she sent me text messages. And the other thing was, when we first initially spoke on the phone, it wasn't, I think, until 10 days later or something, we spoke again. Now, to me, if you're harassing someone, you're ringing 4, 5, 6 times a day, every minute in the middle of the night. The story also had in the paper that I was sitting there drinking a glass of wine. people that know me know that I don't drink wine.
She also claims that, you actually performed a sex act while you're on the phone with her.
Well, as I said before, there was a bit of dirty talk, and she did talk dirty to me, and I was reciprocating with her. You know, it's not something that you like to do, but unfortunately things happen, and it was probably a mistake for both of us to have that sort of talk on the phone. It was probably the wrong thing to do, but I thought it was a private matter. I didn't think it was going to become public, and now that it has become public, I suppose it's a mistake. If it had stayed private, then it wasn't a mistake.
So you're saying that, that Donna Wright, or Donna Smith, isn't as innocent as she claims?
Look, people can make their mind up. I'm telling the truth, as simple as that. As I said to my wife, I've told her the truth. She accepts that. She is disappointed. But to me, it's the end of the story. And tonight's the last thing I'll say on the matter, because to me, the story is dead and buried now. It's over. Your private life is your private life. And really, it'd disappoint me if the matter does go further with the cricket side of things. Unfortunately, as vice-captain of Australia, you have a certain responsibility that you have to be to uphold. This matter is a private matter that I think affects my wife more than what it affects my playing side of the cricket. But by saying that, I've got a meeting with Malcolm Speedway. He's over here at the ICC, the annual meeting. I'll catch up with him and see what the board's point of view is. But hopefully that'll be all positive.
You and I both know that you've been involved in the quit smoking fiasco, that child's bag that was taken, the bookies. Is it all just larrikinism on your part?
Oh, mate. Look, if anyone was, listed every single mistake they made, they can paint a picture of whatever they want to paint, and you can make somebody look really bad, or you can make someone look really good. And it all depends on what perspective and what angle people want to put on things. To me, the journey of life, Mike, is something to be lived and to enjoy. And along the way, you're going to make mistakes. But in the bottom line is, if you don't learn by them, you want to learn by them, so you become a better human being. And I'm sure I'm going to make some more mistakes. But if this is sort of the worst mistake that I make, then I think life will be okay.
Have you learned from this incident?
I think I have learned from this incident. That is, hopefully, that I won't be talking on the phone with any people again about this sort of stuff, I don't think, because just in case it becomes public.
And Shane, do you still want to captain Australia one day?
Yeah, look, I would love to captain Australia if the opportunity arose. I suppose if I keep making mistakes, then the percentages aren't going to be in my favour.
Why do you say you don't think the percentages might go your way? You mean because of this incident and others, or...?
Well, I suppose if you look at my track record, people will paint the picture and look up and they'll say all the things, I'll list all the things and I'll say, how can this bloke be vice-captain of Australia? They'll list every single little thing I made wrong and paint the picture. And then the perception of it is, geez, what is this bloke doing? And unfortunately, that's not necessarily the case. Yes, there has been some mistakes, as I said, but the bottom line is, mate, that I think what I do on the cricket field for Australia, I think I'm hopefully an important part of the team in Australia, and I think Steve Waugh appreciates my vice captaincy and the input that I have with him and John Buchanan, and hopefully nothing changes on that side of things and we can all just get on and play some cricket.
Yeah. All right, Shane, look, thanks for talking to us, and we appreciate it.
Thanks, Mike.
Shane Warne facing the music there, and let's hope next time we speak to him, it's about his exploits on the field. We'll take a break, then families fighting back against the rise of mobile phone towers. It's a this, her first and only television interview. Ms. Wright, thanks for your time. Let me start with asking you why you decided to go public.
Basically, I was very silly and let a lot of people hear the tape, friends and colleagues. Word got around, press started to hound me, and the Mirror approached me and said that they would deal with it sympathetically, and I was just very scared that a different story would be written about me.
Because many people think the Daily Mirror paid you vast sums of money to go public.
Mm-hmm.
Is that true?
No. A donation will be made to my workplace.
The children's hospital?
The children's unit.
And you're not being paid for this interview?
This interview, no. I don't want paying. I just want it all over and done with.
Let me start with asking you what happened that night you first met Shane Warne.
Basically, I was on the dance floor. Somebody took me off the dance floor. I thought it was a bouncer. pulled me to one side and asked me, told me that there was somebody that wanted to meet me. I was then taken over to Shane. He introduced himself and said, "Hi, I'm Shane Warne." And I said, "Hi, I'm Donna," and walked away. It was then later on that I was at the bar and I'd got my back to him. And somebody said, "Don't you know he's famous?" That's when I says, "In that case, you better sign my back." But I'd still got my back to him. I was just basically being sarcastic. Because he was very arrogant, very pushy.
And he signed the back of your blouse?
He didn't at all, no. It was just a comment that I had made. It was just a joke, just to sort of say, you know, go away. The whole thing, you know, him talking to me and me saying that lasted about 30 seconds to a minute.
Unnamed Hampshire teammates of Shane Warne have come out publicly, as you probably know, and have said that, quote, you were coming on to him. What do you say?
I say, no way, and his friends are going to stick up for him. And I expected this.
So how did you end up with his room key?
He came onto the dance floor, gave me the room key, and I sort of looked at it and said, you know, what's this for? He said, I've put my name on there, my number, and where I'm staying. Please come back. And I said, no, I don't want to.
But you kept the key?
He put it in my back pocket. I'm a person that doesn't like confrontation. Silly of me now, looking back, I should have given it him back.
And then he ended up with your mobile number?
In the morning, I woke up, still didn't know who he was. My friend and I were both laughing about the whole thing, you know, his arrogance and everything else, and his attitude. And I said, you know, what do I do with this room key? So I texted him to say, what do I do with your room key? And that's when he started, minutes later, started texting me back. You know, basically ignored them, and he carried on and on, phoning and texting.
Why didn't you just throw the key in a garbage bin or post it back to the hotel? Why did you contact him about the key?
I don't know whether he needed it to get... Well, no, he didn't need it to get back to his hotel. I don't know what I was thinking. I don't know, really.
And then the calls came in quick succession over the next 3 weeks.
They weren't constant. They weren't every single day. It was these three calls left on my answer machine that were the ones that have led to this, really.
Ms. Wright, just how lurid were those taped messages on May 31st?
Very, very explicit.
You mean sexually explicit?
Very, yes. Very nice tool. He was performing an act.
On the message?
Yes.
And your reaction to that?
Quite disgusted. Very disgusted.
And you have a 4-year-old daughter at home too, don't you?
I do, yes.
Could she have got to the answering machine?
My daughter knows how to operate the phone. It comes up with voicemail message. All she had to do was press yes. And she could have heard them.
Ms. Wright, you've only come face-to-face with Shane Warne on that one occasion. How can you be absolutely sure that it was Shane Warne's voice on the messages, on the tapes?
I suppose I can't be 100% sure, but I know it's him.
And you've actually brought in some of the tapes of the voice you say is Shane Warne. Do you mind us playing them?
Yeah, that's fine.
Hey guys, it's Shane here. Just wanted to ring him up. You probably see him right next to the phone. So no, not him again. I'm David about his friend. And look forward to hearing from you. And really look forward to catching up next week. Give us a call whenever you want to. And it'd be nice to speak to him. Thank you. Bye, Donna.
So do you perhaps regret now having played back these phone messages to obviously your friends at work and your friends outside work, which you obviously did?
Yeah, definitely.
Silly move, huh?
Yeah. Silly, but he shouldn't have done it either.
No, absolutely.
He's a married man.
It's probable that Shane Warne will see our interview tonight. Do you have a message for him at all?
Look after your family. Don't do this to the women, basically.
Is there any message you might have for his wife and two toddlers?
I'm sorry. The tape I've heard.
Miss Wright, would you accept an apology from Shane Warne?
Yeah. I think I would.
Thank you very much for your time. We do appreciate it.
Okay.
And we have, of course, approached Shane Warne for his side of the story a number of times over the last few days, and we're reasonably hopeful that we'll bring you that tomorrow night. But next...